Rem Hebeverse, Nikki, Sia Moon, and AJ Jenkins join us. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
DJ Jesse Jane here in studio with my queen to be.
Hey guys, what's good? I know I look rough, but I'm in this bitch. I've been working all morning, but I'm here because I could not show up because my bitch Sia Moon is here.
Your favorite girl
my
in the
favorite
building.
Girl in the whole wide world. I love her so much.
I love you too, man.
So
man.
Proud of her.
And then to her left, we have, I mean, he does pretty much everything. Producing. He's a writer. He does
poetry.
AJ Jenkins.
Hey.
Thank you for blessing us.
Yes. Big gang.
All right, we got a full show right now, so we gotta get through this right now. Basically, we came in with Escape because, my bad, Mr. Carter's in the building.
Yeah, can't forget the Carter.
We can never forget you, Carter.
Never.
You can't see her, but the Purple Duchess is in the building.
Fucks with Duchess.
Pass the Duchy to the left.
Duchess is a loyal motherfucker. You hear me? She's somebody you want on your team. I fucks with you, Duchess.
Okay. Instagram BHL
fucks with her for real.
Colors. All right, let's talk about it. So Escape, that's why we came in with it. So apparently they're doing a reunion tour and they're producing an album together. I'm just sitting up here like from the Jodeci biopic to the new TLC album.
The 90s is coming back, y'all. We finna relive the 90s.
Right,
I'm so ready for this.
I mean, we even have female hip hop beef going on. Like,
I'm so ready for the 90s.
It's coming back, y'all.
So let's talk about it. I mean, Remy dropped her diss track to Nicki.
Oh my God.
We were just all sat and gagged for like 4 days.
Right,
apparently,
right.
Nicki Minaj is still gagging because her response has been nothing but fierce pictures.
I don't think she's going to do one.
She's not. Because
she don't know how. She's not a battle rapper. Now, excuse me. I'm Queens all day, Southside Jamaica Queens all day. The bitch lived down a... Sorry, not bitch, but I fucks with you, Nikki. Nikki from Baisley and Gaia Brew. I'm from Farmers and Gaia Brew. But Remy, I gotta give it to the BX right now. Remy Ma dragged Nikki. And I was looking at the pictures that they posted in the red outfit.
With
her booty do
booty
look a little deflated.
That shit is literally hanging.
Yeah. Literally hanging.
And Future's like.
Future's like this.
Yeah.
That butt, her butt literally is drooped down. Oh my God.
What is she gonna do?
No, I mean, I think Nikki's gonna do what
she... get it redone.
Oh, I don't know about that part.
No, I'm talking about with her career. Like, what is she finna do? Is she finna drop
songs?
I know she's doing videos with Future right now.
She played that Beyonce. Talk about, I met this girl named Nick. That shit does not come back to the clapback queen.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Like,
compare.
That shit doesn't compare. Yo, come with some bars.
Didn't she post something about...
First of all, and then Remy just took a picture with Beyonce the other day.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like...
Ben knew her. I knew her when I was fucking with Jay, and she was that bum bitch.
Yeah. Oh.
Right. Oh.
I mean, that think part. About it.
Truth.
That part.
Let's all go back to when Beyonce was interviewing Aaliyah. Mm.
Damn.
You know, I remember that on the red carpet outside.
And
I remember that.
Love me some Beyonce. But my thing with this is I feel like Nicki is just gonna do what she did with Lil' Kim. It's like, girl, you wrote an entire album to try and diss me and I still make more money. Like she's doing
she's thinking
Kim Kardashian.
But like, Remy hit her with the you signed the 360 bill, before you get your bread, it gotta go through five fingers before you get your bread. She said for me, everything I make is my money and I'm controlling. I'm in control of my masters. Nikki got to pay Matt, Tom, Dick, Harry, Lou, and Barry before she gets her bread.
Right. Now, here's my only thing with Remy. Like, right now, this Remy's, track with
Remy,
Keisha Cole.
And Remy's a millionaire now.
Shout out to that Keisha Cole track.
That track,
though.
That shit is hard.
That shit goes
so hard.
But that's what Remy needs right now. Like, that one, the one with JoJo, because Remy's tracks, like, I had for her last mixtape, and, you know, but they aren't really, like, club records. So Nikki puts something out with a club record, it's like, that's going to get spin. So
I think this new Keisha Cole shit is going to be great.
100%.
And wait a minute. Is Remy's record actually considered a record? Because it's like,
she making hits on iTunes.
I don't feel like it's not, because I'm a Remy Ma fan. Like, I mean, Nicki Minaj is a pop star. Like, you're not a rapper.
Right. Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? So, like, how can you consider Remy Ma's record an actual diss record? I feel like she was just talking shit. It may have been true, but, you know, I can't judge it as a record. You know what I mean?
You gotta judge it, but you know what? Compared to what's going on right now in this music, I'll take it as a record. Because ain't shit.
And what's the difference between when Jay-Z and Nas did their thing?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's no different.
I just really love Remy Ma. I love her swag and, like, her rhythm, man. And I didn't get that rhythm from her, so I'm like,
you got her. You got her.
Yeah. You got raw lyrics.
You got raw lyrics that she didn't even remember when she was out performing because that shit was
that shit was so raw.
She just went in a booth and just let it all out. Man. She tried to perform the shit, didn't remember the words because that shit was just how she was in her feelings at the moment. Yeah. So it, like you said, at that time, it probably wasn't supposed to be about a record. It was just her spilling her beans and throwing shit out there and calling people out for what they are.
Yeah.
But yo, Remy.
It was like, what you gonna do now, boo?
She's not gonna. She said, checkmate. The bitch king and queen just got snatched. She might as well just.
She just Nicki Minaj's Miley Cyrus to you.
Right. Well, she was she like, played so the, what's up?
What's good?
So, Miley, what's good?
Yeah.
No.
All right, well, let's take a look. The first video we got for y'all today is the Keisha Cole.
Yeah.
Remy Ma.
And they shot that. That shit was clean.
I fucking love Keisha, y'all.
She's been patient.
Yeah.
Her hair is popping.
Shout out to Tyler Lefley.
I fucks with her.
Me too. Heavy. I met her at the Warner party. So I was like, yo. Yeah, she's hot. She's so hot.
Keisha Cole, Remy Ma, French Montana, you. That track just goes so
I love
so
it.
Hard.
Yeah. They shot this with a red.
What was the Keisha Cole, Lil' Kim track back in the day?
Let It Go.
It gives me that essence, like that bop kind of.
I think this will be a big one for the summer.
Yeah.
I can see myself driving a car with this in the summertime. I hope it does good.
I just love her voice.
Yeah.
Keisha Cole.
She's been patient. God bless Keisha Cole.
And it's funny because this just dropped and then now Nicki gonna come out with the Monica and Nicki one. I'm kind of like, what is that?
Is that why they've been together?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've been wondering.
No, Nicki
like,
about to drop two videos.
And I love
one future,
me too.
One
love me some Monica.
Monica
so
about
wait,
to be
it's
ratchet,
a Monica,
though.
It's a Monica song or it's a Nicki?
It's a Nicki song the way she's promoting it.
No, actually, I feel like it's more.
It's gonna be like Monica's new record.
So hopefully they're starting a trend.
Yeah.
Hopefully the girls are starting to train where the girls are doubling
up. I like
out.
That. That's
gonna be
I like that
show.
A lot.
And then Lil' Kim came out to say, because there's rumor that they're going
to
do
a
ladies' night. And it has nothing to do with Nicki Minaj or a diss or anything, but they are talking about that. And I did hear the Brat's name come up.
Okay.
I love the Brat.
I'm here for her.
I'm so here for all of this.
Yeah,
and then they said Nicki was about to do something with, I forget who the other female rapper was. I'm just like, whatever. I'm here for
I'm here right. for it's all. All the collab. It's time. I'm about to say it's time for the girls to take over.
Yeah.
I'm
ready.
Because the dudes ain't doing nothing.
And they had a nice run for a minute. And the females
and all
was
they
like,
do
really
is talking
Beyonce
about
Rihanna.
Is talking yep. about she twerking, she twerking, she twerking. She bounces, she bounces, she bounces. Yeah. She twerking, she twerking, she bounces, she bounces, she twerking, she twerking, she bounces. Now we want to hear some
of the I'll do the beat.
What they do, y'all twerking and bouncing y'all asses in the studio.
No, what we better do? Twerking tomorrow.
Yes.
We better bounce and twerk that ass to
the press play.
Press play. Okay.
8 to 12. At the Sound Temple.
All right, coming up next, a viewer, Punk Adam, sent in their video for yesterday. Let's take a look.
Today I'm fine. I swear, today I'm fine. But yesterday I was tripping. Yesterday I was going off. Yesterday I was slipping. Yesterday I was calling out. Yesterday it was hard times. Yesterday I was wildin' out. Yesterday I was so gone. Yesterday it was over. Forget what you're saying. Forget what you're saying. I don't even care now. Fuck what you're saying. All yesterday I was full Super Saiyan. That's when I needed you. That's what I'm saying. And every day ain't the same. Check on me. Cause I be going through some things.
Man, you better get it in that chair then.
Right? Can he walk?
Check on me. Cause I be going
through some things.
Yeah,
would have
been dope if
he would
have, yeah.
And but lightweight, that's how I be dancing when I'm at a club, just sitting down like I'm just chair dancing.
Maybe the rhythm work better sitting down. Yeah. Maybe he can throw it in.
It really okay. looked like he really got it.
Got
some girls.
Stand up. And the groove
they probably was like, nah, nigga, just sit down.
But it worked.
We just watched
perfectly,
him walking. What am I talking about?
Shout out to Punk Adams.
Yeah, okay, Punk Adams.
Yes,
okay. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, hold on, wait.
All right, hold on.
All right, good vibes. He invested in the video. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yo, good vibes, yeah. Punk Adams. If you in LA, maybe you could come up here.
And yeah, we finna get him in. And the song officially drops on Friday.
Okay,
nice.
But you can get on YouTube now. All right, let's talk about AJ. So you're from Rochester, New York.
Yeah. Apparently, to Queen, I'm not from New York.
They don't count.
No, I really don't.
Well, you know, I mean, technicalities.
Technicalities.
I mean, we're not a borough, but, you know. Okay.
Motherfucker, you up there tipping cows.
hey, you're not lying. You're not lying.
Oh, fuck that.
Come find me.
You
in the
and Farmer John out there, yo, okay, let's go tip the cows for fun. Fuck that. You ain't from a borough. You don't count.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's all love. It's all love.
You already know. Oh, we doing this?
We're doing that. Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. Bring it back.
Bring it back. Okay.
So how did you get from Rochester, New York to, you know, producing music for Raven Simone's, like, next album? Like,
oh, my
I mean,
gosh.
That's a...
That's super good.
Across
crazy.
The world right there.
Crazy.
Like, some of your influences are Timbaland to The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm very big on, like, the gentleman world of, like, you know, men inspiring other men, just like women inspiring other women. But I feel like The Rock is super cool because he's, like, the epitome of what I want to be as a man, right? Like, his hardworking, but he's super gentle when it comes to his fans and the mm-hmm. people and the way he reaches out. Mm-hmm. He just shows love.
That's true.
And I'm all about showing love to people and just making sure everyone feels like a superstar.
Yeah.
So the way I got here was actually I was out here because my family moved to Sacramento, California. And then I had a friend from New York that was coming to L.A. and he was like, yo, you should just come with me. And I was like, all right, cool. So I came down here, met somebody named Corey McKell, and he ended up introducing me to Raven. And she just loved my vibe, and we started rocking out. Next thing you know, we're making music. So I went from this kid from tipping cows to producing music for Raven Simone. So
what was that journey like? I mean, you meet Raven. Raven Simone? How do you create a tone for her?
Oh my
right.
God.
Did she have an idea? Right. How did she even know what you did?
Okay, so they, through mutual friends, they were like, yo, can you email some tracks over? And I was like, all right, I don't usually email tracks just because they usually say no, you know, so I got tired of the rejection. I was like, whatever. But something in my spirit was like, just do it. Just email tracks. So I sent like five. They loved every single one. They said, hey, do you have some more? I ended up sending like 17 tracks, and they loved every single one of them. And it was the craziest thing because the first time, you know, I don't get starstruck for many people, but I didn't even have the chance to get starstruck with her because the first time I met her was in her house. And so as I walked in, she literally dropped the pan that she was cooking with, and she was like, I love you. Can I hug you? And I'm like,
this is so Raven right now.
Oh my God. So she was like instantly family, big sis. Like it was a blessing. Like I don't even know she's Raven Simone anymore. She's like
Raven.
So now when can we expect that project?
Man,
like,
where
are you guys in the process of it?
He know he can't tell.
You know, I
gotta ask. Nosy.
Bitch, this is my job.
And she got, and she knows she's doing the That's a Raven 2, you know, the reboot now, too. That's dope. And I think that's gonna, I think that's shooting now.
He probably, from working in that, and from me being a person who works in this industry with these people close by, you can't.
We gotta keep it.
He has a disclaimer thing. He has to be quiet. So you don't say.
But the thing I can talk about is the songs we already released.
Okay. I'm just saying, like,
you know. Nosy as fuck. You know you're digging. You can't say what's
up. Because if I didn't, then we'd get the comments like, y'all weak as fuck.
Yeah, I'm
trying. I love it.
Sorry. Yeah, so what are you? So what did y'all drop?
So we did two like soundtrack type records that we dropped. One was called Cruise Control and one was called Serafina. They're very cinematic records. So we dropped those on SoundCloud. It was super cool because actually Time Magazine, the .com entertainment, you know, they wrote an article about it, which was pretty cool for my career. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just stuff like that, you know, it's just working and just, you know, I'm only 24, so I'm learning like daily, you know.
So was music something that was always consistent with you? Because you write, you're a writer too, you do poetry. I mean, where did the making the beats to the lyrics kind of cross over?
So in New York, there's a lot of Puerto Ricans. So I grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood.
All day. It's more than it is in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, you know? You'd be surprised how many Puerto Ricans is tipping cows out in New York, you know, where I'm from. But no, so I actually started out making reggaeton beats. That was like the first guy who showed me how to make beats was FL Studio, and I was like 14, 15 years old, and he was like, yo, this is how you do, you know, a little reggaeton rhythm and stuff. So I started doing that, and then it's just ever since then, I've just been learning every day.
And so now tell us about the book you just wrote, The Art of a Gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually, I'm writing it, so it's in the process. But the cool thing about it is that it's with the poetry and the music and everything I do, it's all in one. So it all goes together. So The Art of a Gentleman is, when most people think of a gentleman, they think of romance or they think of, you know, the way to treat a woman. And, you know, but what they don't understand is there's a culture and it's a lifestyle. So I talk about things like fine tobacco and cigars, which is something I'm really into. And I'm actually learning about it. But it's beyond the actual tobacco or the smoking, right? What it is it's teaching discipline, how to appreciate something slowly instead of always want something right away, right now. Because I feel like as millennials, we kind of like we need everything now. Mm-hmm. If I'm not moving so quickly, I feel like I'm not hustling as quick as the next man. But quite honestly, you know, your time is your time. You know what I'm saying? God's got a plan, so don't chase and miss something you were supposed to learn. Because then when you get bigger, you're just going to have to learn it again. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
All right. He said the art of cigar and tobacco.
Yeah. Well, that's just one of the.
So, are you a person who likes to make love?
Of course.
Cause
No, don't do that. He's old enough to be my kid. Don't do that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Don't do
that. Like, you ain't said that to many others.
No, but they weren't old enough to be my kid. Anyway, moving right along.
So you're also working on an album, too. So these go hand in hand with each other.
Yeah, so believe it or not, I'm actually doing a music album, which I'm not a singer. I'm not a rapper. So we're just experimenting. Okay. And I know. So I'm going to be calling you for vocalists.
Yes. And, yo, this is who you team up with. And she's dope too with music and stuff. Y'all,
oh my
maybe
gosh. So the first time I saw this girl was at Stevie Mackey's house, mm-hmm. and she was performing. Oh, yeah. I fell in love with her voice. I was like, I was in the corner, like I was like the only white guy in the whole crowd right there, and I was like, yo, who is that? Who is that? So, ever since then, every time I see her, I'm like, oh, superstar. Oh,
y'all should do something together. Or at least a poetry piece.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shit, definitely.
Ooh, you hear it here first. Yeah. All right, so let's keep it going, though, right now. So, speaking of New York, this is one of my homies. We've been friends for, like, over 10 years. Mm-hmm. We like, literally, when I was, like, broke in New York, this was my sister. We slept in a one-bedroom apartment mm-hmm. together, twin beds, staring at each other like, good night, girl. Yeah. Eating soup for a week. Uh-huh. And while we were out there, she, you know, had worked with different producers and whatnot and had written some music. So this is funny because we hadn't seen each other in a really long time, and when we saw each other, she had just shot this video to the song that she had written over 10 years ago, and she's going to move forward with her music career. So I'm really excited because her flow is really dope. So here she is, LaDawn featuring Syl. It's cool.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Syl.
Yeah.
What up, girl?
Y'all got to get this on my chest.
No audio? Steve, you never dropped the mic. Yay.
This is giving me flavor in your ear type of video. Flavor in your ear.
She makes all her own jewelry.
Yo, yo, it's the Don Wizzle. I keep my arm chiseled. Other bitches try to make it pop, but they all fizzle. Me and they go on blast. Mm-hmm. Don't try to throw it back, but they ain't got nowhere to go with that. See, I know the facts. Bitches try to be me, but they can't. I walk in the door with the runway look in a down south swagger. Bitches try to get at her. Yo, I have them on some freaky shit, cause I'm that bitch. Just a hood chick living on some royalty shit. I want to be the maker of the project. Dreams my game. Can you see it? Smoking green got me seeing things. I'm a visionary, seeing lines through rhymes and measurements to get there. My proof does everything here. You need a slinger, I got it. Rocks, I got it. Trees, they stay in my pocket. Don Juan clothes for days. I smoke grow and haze. My mind goes on for days. My style leaves them amazed. Figure got your niggas days, but it's all about getting paid. Why be greedy? We all been needy. Called in the rain, thunderstorms like your thoughts make you go insane. I find sanity when doing my
thing. Hey, LaDawn featuring Syl. It's cool.
That's the best of both worlds. I like it.
Yeah.
That's when you gotta focus, you know?
And this would be one of the Puerto Ricans out there that
tipping cows. Hey, you ever want to tip cows? You know, come talk to me.
We don't go upstate.
Come on, you know.
I'm kidding.
You know, you can take a trip. Not to go upstate. Just a trip. Yeah, I know.
Adrian, what was the culture shock from you? I mean, going from East Coast to West Coast.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, because I mean, I know it's going to be the same thing I thought, and I'm sure the same thing Queenstown when she first came over here. It's different.
Okay, first, I'll do the most politically correct answer first.
No, we don't do that.
I have two answers. Okay. Two answers. So the politically correct answer, the difference is the food.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you know what a gluten free was before you moved here? No.
Including what?
Did you know what gluten free was?
But that's, no, that's what the hell is gluten?
Exactly.
No, I'm serious.
Queen, like, exactly.
Exactly.
Hold on. Grease is a topping where I come
right,
from.
Right, thank
like,
you.
On
if
pizza,
it ain't on the pizza, I don't want it.
Come on.
And if you dab it off, we not friends.
Oh, no. Like I hate when people put napkins on a fucking pizza. No.
The fuck y'all talking?
That's that Boston shit.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
But you never heard of gluten-free?
No, I don't know. What is
okay.
It? I mean, I've seen it on, like, boxes in, like, the frozen section, like, the organic, but I don't usually shop in that.
Not in New York.
They don't make New York packaging.
They don't even make fucking gluten-free shit in New York. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Well, we know Queen only shops at the bodegas. Like,
I'm saying, that's where you get the deals. Like, you can't get a sub here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Not only that, you can't get a fucking Star Crunch for 10 cents. Like, I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah, no, I feel you. My second answer is the people are so, like, they're slower with their minds, but they're quick to move. You see what I'm saying? So, like, the driving here drives me nuts.
Because,
New York, there's a system, okay? We know how to merge on the highway. We know how to, you know, if somebody cuts you off, you know how to flip them off. You know how to do all this, but keep it moving.
I did that today driving here. I did like this to the truck man, out the window. Yeah.
But you know what, though? You did that, and you kept it going. Yeah. I feel like here they want to do that, stop, have a conversation, an argument. Yeah. I don't want to stop and chat. I don't want to sit here. I don't know. You don't ask me about nothing. You know what I mean? Like, let's move it on. Fuck you. Keep going. You know, like, I'm not your friend. Like, I want to be angry for a second.
Right.
The emotions here kill me. They'll sit there and be emotional all day. Maybe it's a person thing. I feel like it's a culture thing because New York, it's very much like we'll get mad. Fuck it, we're family next 5 minutes. Yeah. You know what
but
I mean?
But out here, then you have the, say you meet someone, you have a great conversation, and the next time you meet them, it's like,
Who are you?
You know what? I've never gotten that yet, but what I have gotten.
And you're from here. But the good, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the good thing is, see, there's diamonds.
Mm-hmm. I so agree with that.
No, I fuck with people from California.
Who are originally from California, but the transplants who claim in this place, they're ruining it.
Is that what I'm dealing with?
Yeah, probably. Because she's a native.
Oh, well, I like you.
Natives, I fuck with the natives. Latrice, Sia. I've been friends with her for 6 years, and I'm never breaking up with her. Mm. You're stuck with me forever. And the kindest heart, now Duchess is in my pocket. I fucks with you, Duchess.
Come on,
but,
pocket.
Like, it's just you get diamonds. Yeah. But other than that, there's a lot of fucking coal that you gotta scratch through.
Yeah.
It's a lot of nuts.
Yeah.
But, you know, L.A.
And everyone want to be the star.
I just want a good cannoli. Can I just get a good cannoli?
No.
That's all I want.
San Francisco...
Nah. Who gotta go to fucking 6 hours away for a
See, that's like her saying I'm not going upstate. Like, I feel like that's...
But didn't you say you was up there?
Yeah, shut up, man.
I'm just trying to make it don't work like that. Alright, wait. So I want to play this video of yours.
Wink Lux is playing now.
Girl, no. We ain't playing Wink Lux right now. He got a video we gonna play.
We gotta save the best for last.
Dang, girl.
Alright, bitch. You told him to go after LaDawn. I'm just trying to make sure I get in.
All of a sudden, now she's worried about the music video order.
Fuck you. Okay. See?
All right, so AJ,
fuck you.
Set this
keep it moving.
I gave him up.
Set the video up for us. What are we about to watch?
Okay, well, what you're about to watch is stock footage from YouTube, driving through New Jersey. This is where I used to work, and I just put a poetry track over it. So I thought it looked cool. And, you know,
okay.
Go ahead, creativity.
Kind of reminiscent.
Right. What are we titling this?
It's called I Want to Live in a World.
Boom. I want to take a shower.
AJ Jenkins.
You know.
I want to live in a world.
I live in a world where fast food is real food.
Word.
And the cute girl behind the counter didn't have to be so rude. And I want to live in a world where Starbucks will make my coffee right. Because, see, I have no life. And it's my deepest desire to want to win this fight. See, I want to live in a world where I can openly speak my mind. Even if my opinion differs from yours sometimes. And I want to live in a world where social media didn't have us sucked in. And where men and women were equal in value, but different in function. I want to live in a world where I can truly be a gentleman and not worry about the girl of my dreams tell me I'm just a friend. And I want to live in a world where confrontation brings growth, but a discussion of the minds rather than knives to the throat. See, I want to live in a world of love just like you.
Go ahead.
No.
Okay, wait a minute. They cut off the last line. It's kind of important.
So
it's like, I want to live in a world of love just like you, but only unconditional love can make our dreams come true.
Oh.
Not trying to be that guy, but I feel like that was
important. Snap.
Come on.
You just need to be at the New Eureka.
Wait, so, okay, like, how does this, with that process come to you? Like, I mean, you wrote that, and then, like, the visual, like, did you know that you wanted that? Because that's dope. Like, just to put
did you record
that
yourself?
No.
Stock footage.
Stock footage, yeah. That's just, like, somebody was driving through Jersey City, and I used to work in that neighborhood, so I was like, oh, it's kind of dope. And, you know, I'm always, like, the visual makes the audio kind of stand out because it allows the listener to get lost in the visual, and it makes them subconsciously listen more and focus because they're tranced into the visual. So I didn't want nothing too busy, but not too simple.
But it's also relatable because it makes me, like when I'm driving the car, there'd be times where I'll be driving in the car and I don't even have music on. And I don't realize it because I'm thinking so much. And these are the shit I'm writing about. Yeah. I'm like,
dang.
Perfect. I love that.
It needed to be seen.
All right. So when can we expect your project?
Which one?
I mean, you could drop in the book and also this album.
Okay, so the album is a work in progress. So it's super cool. And the reason I'm talking about it now is because Raven got me excited about it because I played her some records and she was like, "You gotta be an artist." And I was like, "Oh crap, okay, sure, let's do it." So I figured if I talk about it, now I gotta do it. Right? I can't. So I'm kind of forcing myself into that world.
I love it.
And the book is the same thing because I've been sitting on it and I'm writing it. But see, it's hard because when you write this kind of book at 24 years old, it's like I'm still learning and growing. Yeah. So I have to find...
Volume 1.
Yeah, but I have to find this is why. Because we have a lot of self-help books, right? You go on iTunes, there's pastors, you got 40-year-old dudes, Dr. Phil's writing books. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But none are from the millennials actually going through it. Mm-hmm. So how do I reach a communication disconnect? Right? Because our parents are always like, "Oh, you kids don't know anything." But, you know, they're telling us like, "Oh, I went through everything you went through." But somewhere there's a disconnect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I want to bridge that gap. I want to be where like, "Hey, guys, like, yes, we're struggling, but our parents did it. This is how they did it. This is how we can do it in today's world." You know, and almost as a becoming a man, not a like, "I got all the answers." You know what I mean?
I love it.
You should do weekly YouTube videos.
You know, everyone's telling me to do it. I'm so scared.
Why?
This is your confirmation. No,
hello,
bro.
First of all, that right there. You do
know
one
how
of those
many
a
people
week?
It took for me to do that? It was like 20 people yelling at me, talking about, "You're so talented, you need to do something." I'm like, "Ooh, okay."
But look,
okay.
This is baby steps right here. Yeah. That's a baby step. You don't have to put your visual
that's
right
all
there.
It takes.
But it's your voice, and then you become known, and
then
you
start
showing you. Then it's you in the car doing the shit.
All right, brother. That's dope. Yeah.
Brother.
We might have to do a BHL live in the like my car.
Let's
and we'll
do
just
it.
Go
and Duchess,
like,
aren't you a poet?
You know?
Oh, this bitch.
Come on,
talent.
We're all in this together.
No,
all right. No, that's right. Let's just play it because she's going to just get
thank
too
upset. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world premiere of Wink Lux new
Rosa
video.
Rosa Acosta.
Boom.
Hey.
Dropping today.
Wink Lux.
Yeah.
Hey.
Leave me alone.
You better install that hair.
Five bundles and a closure. None of her hair is out. A tummy was hurting during that time.
How long it take?
6 hours.
It's a process.
Wait, let it keep playing. It's not over yet. There we go.
We gotta get the beauty shot.
You gotta get the beauty shot.
Okay. I got a question.
Yes. Right. That's where I'm just coming from. Thank you. Hey. I got that bomb extensions. Hey. You need to check
out. I'm saying
out
when, we should work something.
I keep staring at your beard because I keep seeing braids, but I don't want you to do that.
Funny story. I got drunk one time and these girls
braided your beard.
Oh my God.
They
cornrowed
it.
I had like six skinny little braids coming out. Oh my God, it was so scary.
That's what I keep imagining.
I could also see like a French braid.
Yeah, I could see a French braid or something just hanging
out. Not yet. It looks longer than it is, but you know, eventually when it's like down
here. You trim it, how often you trim it? You can tell you trim it.
Yeah, I have a stylist that does all that, so. Yeah. That's my...
like a specific beard stylist to hairstylist?
Yeah. That's when I feel like I'm a celebrity. I'm like, my stylist. I don't tell her what to do. She does it. So.
I live. All right. So let's get to the next video. So this is actually another one. This is where I'm from. Town's called Mashpee, Cape Cod, home of the Wampanoag tribe.
Do they tip cows over there?
Home of the Wampanoag
That sounds like a
tribe.
Cow.
No, the Native Americans.
Okay.
Do they tip cows? cows over
when the pilgrims came over. No, there ain't no cows on Cape Cod. There's deer.
Dang, you see, I'm trying not to be the only one tipping cows at the table.
They're using bow and fucking arrows on motherfuckers. Yeah.
You know, at this point, I'm willing to learn, which.
Come on, my guy. I knew I liked him. Yeah.
So go ahead.
All right, so the other crazy part is that these are the kids that I watched at the Boys and Girls Club growing up, and now they're all grown up, and this is the song. Shout out to Sink Run the Town, featuring Sauce Cobain. The song's called Narcotics. Feds on the phone, we dump it. Hey. Run the town, hold it down, it's nothing. Hey. Tap hard, get your bands up. Ball the hard like and one. We tap hard, get your grams up. But a real nigga, stand up. Nigga, let's get trap, nigga, remix for the bands. Finesse game song might rub your man. Bitch, on the plug, I leave you east stand. Take with sauce, cocaine, no man. My trap jumping like Jax, nigga.
This is what happens when Jesse's in charge.
Wait, anything possible. 40 have him
running, track, nigga. AP in the car with the loud on deck.
How did you feel when you seen this, Jesse? Were you like...
But wait, how old were they when you were watching them?
Psych Run the Town featuring Sauce Cobain, Narcotics.
Yo, I fucks with that boy.
Yeah, it's lit though.
Yo, he's lit.
And he can sing.
Oh, what?
I just found this out yesterday. Whoa. Like, I just saw this video. Someone had sent it to me, and I'm like, why haven't I seen this on your frickin' Facebook page? Because I've been telling him, like, because they make music, they make mixtapes out there, but I'm like, yo, the show I do, we put videos on, so you got to get a video. So I seen this video, and like you said, what was the first, I mean, like, literally, I watched this kid from, like, 7 to, like, 14.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, at the Boys and Girls, he was, you know what I mean, badass little kid. but so when I seen this, I was just like, oh,
he got
but
his bars,
right?
Yeah, he bars. Has
and then
bars.
He can sing, and I'm like, wow. Yo, what?
See, that's just cool. That's the that is an example of talent being trapped. He's hood trapped, son. No,
We gonna get him out of that hood.
He got bars. He looked just like he looks just like a what's his name? French Montana. He looked like a young badass French Montana.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. That's funny.
Montana.
All right, moving on from that, we gotta do it. You know what I mean? We gotta get paid real quick. All right, so we got this thing called Blue Apron. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
I got a thing for it. Yeah, I need to turn it in.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, my mom used to subscribe to that for me.
Really?
When I first moved here, yeah.
It's really dope. Love I mean, you get all the ingredients. They're fresh ingredients. Mm-hmm. It's the exact amount that you need to cook. Like, there's a lot of people out here who'd be like, they think they can cook, and it's like,
come on, Postmates.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Postmates. But Blue Apron, I mean, they have meals like salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli, pork chops, and miso butter with bok choy and marinated apples. But the best part about it is it's really affordable. And this week, if you guys check out this week's menu, you get your first three meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/BHL. That's blueapron.com/BHL, and you get your first three meals for free. And I promise you guys, everyone who orders from this, it's like they just can't stop talking about it. The food is really good, and it's fresh ingredients.
Yeah.
And that's very important.
It is. It's definitely.
What did you say? I wish fast food was good food.
Yeah. Right. It's definitely the better way to cook, though, because they throw everything in a box. I got sent a thing for it. I think I'm going to do it. I really want to try some of that good old yummy shit. Maybe we can smoke something while you.
I'm down.
Whip it up.
Speaking of smoking, Miss Sia Amoon.
Make sure that I'm in the room.
Yeah. You can cook too now, shit.
Hey,
are you cold?
Right.
You know, I've been cold all day.
It's hot.
Oh, girl. What did London do to you?
It's hot.
Like, I feel like really like perfect, actually.
So, Sia, you came out with the Blue Dream Project, which is so everything.
Wait, before we go to that. Congratulations on your journey in London.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm sorry. You noticed my baby. I gotta get it in. Okay, go ahead.
So you went to London for a journey.
Okay.
A life journey, right?
She jumped.
But
yeah.
I mean, things that I wish I would have the balls to do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And you did it.
I did.
What was that? Why did you have to do that?
She didn't have to. She just felt like it.
I know, but in her own point.
I think it was like a little bit of both. I think it was definitely, or not even, I don't want to say I think, because I know, without a shadow of doubt, it was so necessary for me to go on that trip. Just like I talk about on the album, like, Live a Little. And what, like, I'm always talking about, like, I feel like we get so caught up just in life in general, and we forget why we're here. And it's just like, yo, like, what am I doing? Like, why do I feel this way? What is this? And you're just like, we're all just like trying to get to some place of happiness, you know? And so I feel like the trip, I feel like God was like, I need to take you as far away as possible so that you can re-get your mind right. And now you know why you're here, what you're doing, and what this is all for. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the sole purpose of me going on that trip.
What was a moment in London where you kind of had that epiphany of like, oh, this is really about to change my entire life?
The release party. Mm-hmm. The release party.
Was like, I got goosebumps.
When I
I'm over here finna cry. Like,
yeah. It was just like, because we really went out there just like,
shout out to Duchess.
Shout out to Duchess.
The Duchess is she went with Sia.
Yeah.
And these two girls was on this journey together.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to do the shit, but they did it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
And it changed our lives.
Yes, it did.
It changed our lives.
I was inspired. I was watching from home. Right, I'm texting you every day, like, almost like, yes.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, I don't think it's time for you to leave yet.
Yeah, you did. You were the only one that were like, nah, it ain't time. We all felt, I'm like, if I had three more months, and I could have stayed 3 more months. Like, there was no deadline. Literally, like, I was working at a dispensary before, so I'm like, that just like, I found a one-way ticket. It's mad cheap. So I'm like, okay, like, we'll just book the one way. When I get paid next week, we'll book the return and flight. And the original plan was just to go. Like, I just needed to get away, you know? I got fired from the dispensary literally the day I bought, that we got the tickets. So I just was like, bro, like, what now? We just got these tickets. Like, we have to go on this trip, you know, and just see what happens. And it was like, I just needed to show up. And I talk a lot, like at my press play, I talk a lot about just trusting your instinct and just really believing in yourself. And we all think that we have that faith, and we all think that we really do believe the way that we say we do. But as soon as your bills, as soon as it's time and, you know, something go wrong, we immediately go to, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do? How? And I couldn't do that. It was like, yo, you're on another continent, like, you have to, I mean, they're just worrying and all that shit was just not even an option. It was like, we don't even have to, what are we going to do, break down and just be like, sad the whole time? No.
God, no.
So, we was just like, we laughed our way through it. We didn't have no money. We figured it out. Nowhere to stay. We got to the airport like, what now? Like, I guess we go to exchange our money now. I had $120 for me and Duchess.
Oh, my God.
So, can you imagine? Nope. Like, for me.
And that's $60.
I broke down the first day. Really? I broke down the first day, and Duchess was like, I love her so much.
I fucks with you, Duchess.
She was just like, boo, like, this is our first day here. And I'm like, Duchess, why am I here? The whole thing was, why am I here? Like, I don't even have, like, the album wasn't done. We literally just had the songs, you know. I'm just like, I don't know, what am I going to do? You know, she's just like, bro, like, we good. There's a reason why you needed to come here. Like, it's the first day. Like, I got your back. We're going to figure it out. And if we, the worst come worst, we just
come back home.
And we ended up there for 4 months.
Yep.
You're so, that like,
and
so,
not, this was inspiring. And not only there for, and not only there for 4 months, you're crying.
I know you're going to make me cry. I'm trying not to look at you. I'm trying not to look at you.
If I see it, I do it.
Yeah,
no, motherfuckers, I don't want to cry.
This ain't no therapy session.
This is a celebration.
This is a celebration.
I didn't sign up for this.
This is a celebration.
But that's
you know
really
why?
What it was for.
Yes.
And I believe that. I believe without a shadow of doubt that I'm here to be used for my experiences, or I wouldn't be going through it. Too many people are reaching out to me. People like, I'm just a girl with dreams that's just doing what I want to do. And you don't think that people are really like watching you, you know? But I read my diary when I was 9 years old, and I was like, you know, I want to inspire people. I'm here to inspire people through my music and my yearbook and my scrapbooks. I'm like, yo, I've been saying this my whole life, and then here I am, and people hitting me up. I don't even know. Somebody came up to me after the release party in tears, like, oh my gosh, like, your message, your journey. And I'm just like, please don't do that. You know? And so the release party was just like, okay, this is real. This is no more playtime. So,
but how she got to the release party. What people don't understand, you had all of a sudden it's like you at radio, you doing fucking press, your song is getting played on the radio. Yeah. You hear you, I'm like, yo, what the? I was like, God, if you are not showing that you are here and you are real. For anybody who don't believe in God, I feel sorry for you. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I saw it through your whole journey.
And before I talked to you the day before I left.
Yes, you did.
I'm like, girl, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
But then you wind up, your song wound up getting played on the radio multiple times. Four stations. You wound up having interviews at radio stations. People were literally loving you. You did the release. The shit was packed.
Yeah.
You're performing, like, but you cried on the first day.
I love it.
And then 4 months later, I'm like, it's not time to go yet. Yeah. Look at what's going on. You need to stay. Because I know if you stayed any longer, it would be so much more going on.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the door has been open and the seed has been planted.
Ooh. Oh, come on. It's there.
The door has been open and the seed has been planted. And the seed has been planted. So when you go back, you're going to be even stronger. Your energy is different.
I feel it. When I hugged you.
Yeah. Not even like
your humble. Your soul is calm.
Oh, the whole experience. You're talking about the most humbling experience ever. I've never thought that I could experience anything like that.
Wow. But you can even see it in the project, in the Blue
Jay. Yes, in the Blue Jay.
Like, the visual, the music, like, everything about it is... And we've been talking about this, like, Sia, when are you going to put a project out? When are you going to put a project out? You know, in the passing of your grandmother, that gave you that energy.
She's the reason.
That power. But to see this, you know what I mean? Because it took that for you to put out the other project. But this, though, was something that you... Like, the fact you had to go over there, and God was like...
I don't know if it would have got done because
you would have been worried about
too many obstacles.
Yeah, too many distractions.
It's too many distractions. Too many distractions at the moment.
I couldn't smoke out there, y'all.
Really?
Really? Clear.
Clear.
Ooh, wait a minute, bitch. You couldn't smoke out there. You were always weed smoking time. Because you was feeling, you were like,
God was like, you need a break.
Yeah, clear. You need a break
real quick. All right, so I want to play something off it. Ashtray Boone.
Okay, Ashtray.
So tell us about it.
Ashtrays and Bae.
Where were you when you wrote this? Like,
one of those records, you know, that's just like, I'm chilling, I'm tired of working, it's been a long ass week. Like, I got my weed, I got my favorite drink in my cup. Like, I just need an ashtray and Bae now.
Aww.
That's just, you know, and it's about just having fun, having a good time, you
look
know.
At the so that's this picture. Record. She I'm obsessed so good. With this. That's like, fun, when I right? saw when this I picture that drop, cover, I was like, with the oh smoke out your mouth, and just like, whoever whoever shot that picture,
they got a
shout out to Armand.
Yeah, nice.
He did a good job, boy. Nice. Shout out to Armand. He did his thing. And my girl Demi on the makeup.
Yep.
Oh, your Slayage. Regular girl?
Yep. She did her thing.
Slayage. All right, let's take a listen. Ashtrays and Bae.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Come on. Mm.
Yeah,
come on, fuck it.
Getting tired of the workforce.
Yes.
They got me slaving like a workhorse.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the weekend. I just really want to sleep in. Call my queen up on the hotline.
Hey.
Tell her I just want to unwind. Time for maxing and relaxing. Might even get a little action. She gets to rock my body right. That's cause she unlocks my mind. So good. I tell her, give it to me one more time. Oh my.
She elevates me up so high. I don't think I'm ever coming down. Got my head up in the sky. That's why she get all my love. I don't hesitate to give it up. No lie, I just wanna get away to somewhere quiet where we can escape. I got the liquor and the tree. Now all I need is an ashtray and babe. Ashtray and babe. High off these marijuana leaves.
This is my song.
Ashtray and babe.
Hey, y'all better sing.
Set the mood and get the vibe right.
Hey.
We'll take turns making highlights. Baby, we enjoy the highlights.
Hey.
My body just can't get enough.
Hey.
Watch me break it down and roll it up.
Hey.
Got my favorite drink up in my cup.
Hey.
We'll take our time, no, we not in a rush. Oh no, you can rock my body right. That's cause she unlocks my mind. So could I tell her, give it to me one more time. Oh my, she elevates me up so high. I don't think I'm ever coming down. Got my head up in the sky. That's where she get all my love. I don't hesitate to give it up. No lie, I just wanna get away.
How many of y'all feel like that?
All the time.
Y'all about to
shit. All the time.
Ashtray and bae.
Hey.
Hey.
Shout out to CMO. Yeah, yeah,
you know what's crazy? I always try to contain myself. I figured I was going to be on this show, so I'm going to like not run around. Because when I heard her sing the first time, I ran around. I literally was like doing figure eight motions around people. I'm trying. I feel like a little kid. I'm like, okay. I'm gonna sit here.
I love you.
So you guys, the Blue Dream Project is available Apple Music everywhere. You can buy it.
And she's doing a press play tomorrow.
So tell everybody about
the press play. I know you'll be there, huh?
Yes.
I actually have a session. I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
No, she has them all the time. So, tell us about press play.
So, press play tomorrow is London edition. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. Everybody wants to know about the trip and, you know, of course, like, just hear about it. So, and it worked out. A bunch of the people that we connected with, the producer who let me use his studio to start the London Project is here. So, we're going to feature him. And then an artist that I met out there, she's really, really dope, Tabitha. She's going to, we're featuring her. Then we got Steven Speaks. And it's just going to be, like, a great time. Yay. You guys have to come. It's really
dope. And
she's
going to have marijuana trees, leaves.
I'm excited. Yeah. We have a bunch of stuff actually for tomorrow, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're
going to. Is everyone invited, or how does that work? Or is it invite only? Mainly?
It is RSVP, yes. RSVP. Link is in, I think it's in my bio on Instagram. CMO.
If not, it will be.
Yes. As soon as I leave here.
So hold that for like 10 minutes.
Right.
All right. And see, so first of all, thank you guys for coming. And thank you for sharing your stories. But we're going to go out with this last video. And I just think it's hilarious because it goes with your story of London. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my baby, Miss Stefflon Tom. So tell us about this. You were supposed to be in the video.
It was so cool. So I met someone at a showcase that we did. And he hit me up like, yo, Sia, I would love to have you and Duchess. We're shooting our video. You guys should come out. And we couldn't make it, but she's really dope. She's big over there. Mm-hmm. She's big over there. And much love and respect to her, man. She's doing her thing.
About to get that wave over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that music.
As much as you play her, she's bound to get something.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stefflon Don, 16 shots. And we ain't talking about Nikki's ass. Boom.
Shot that my God.
She's cute too.
Yeah. She a little thicky thick.
She's so thick.
She reminds me of Petra.
Yes.
Hey.
What?
She's pretty.
This is insanity.
I love how she attacks a fucking beat.
Yeah, I like that right
She's
there.
That's
how she came in. That was hot.
on me. If things are gonna start tonight, you won't sleep. My body cut off, make you look like green.
That's right. But girl, them no be. They gon' put hands on the chick. They gon' put hands on her. Eyes watching when I come in through the door. What am I doing? They ain't prepared for. No girl can't tell me about my mother.
Hey, Stefflon Don, yeah, 16 shots.
I can see her face now, like, clear in this video.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it'd be so much going on around her. She wear her hair down and weave in her face.
Yeah.
I can see her.
AJ, the mixtape's called Da Real Ting Mixtape.
Oh, I'm on
it. I mean, it's like...
Is it on SoundCloud?
You know what?
It's on Apple Music.
I have no idea what she was saying, but it is fire.
Yeah,
she like a Sean Paul female. Yeah. Sean Paul, like.
The rumor is that
Nicki Minaj
had gone to London, because she's been out for a minute, and so kind of like took on her this personality that she saw, so she never could really have come out, so she was just staying over in London. And that's why the real ting is supposed to be like, no copywritten here, bitch.
I think she should come out now. Now that Remy done murdered her, the lane is open. So Steph Long.
But Nicki's such a pop star. Like, you know?
She is a pop star.
Let's go to the beach.
Yeah, Nicki's going to stay doing
it. She is a pop star.
I mean, unless she brings it back to that Beam Me Up Scotty, but.
I don't to itty bitty piggy.
That means she needs her man. She needs her ex-boyfriend then, because he wrote that whole thing.
I never wanted her and Safari to break up. I love
Safari. I kind of did until I saw him on Love & Hip Hop, and then I realized I took that back because he's really sweet.
Yes, everyone shitted on me because I love Safari.
He's sweet.
Wait, this is the funniest thing since you mentioned Love & Hip Hop. I have the biggest crush on Cardi B. I know it's so weird because
she
would ride your beard like
she's hilarious. I just found out who she was, and I was like, who the hell is this? Because I can't stop watching her videos. It's hilarious.
And she's so New York. Cardi.
I love it.
And her sister, Hennessy, is...
They both are her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, she got a sister?
Named Hennessy.
Oh, word. Yo, I didn't know that.
Who jumps for her?
You never saw her? You didn't watch the reunion?
No, I don't watch. I don't watch.
I haven't seen it in a minute, but I love Cardi.
I've been off it this season. I had to go through a rehab.
You know what? You could get addicted real quick to those shows.
No more. I can't.
I'm saying I can. Like, I sat down one day and I watched them all in one day.
You have a great, pure, beautiful brain and heart.
When
stop
the show
it.
Was over, I'm
telling you
okay,
now.
It's trash. It's trash.
But it's so funny.
I know, but it put this little like stain on my soul, and I'm like, ugh, let's go, Mr. Clean That Up.
I feel it.
All right, well, we want to thank everyone for coming in today. Yes. So, where can everyone follow you guys?
At AJ Jenkins Music on everything.
You say AJ Jenkins. Jenkins is a black man. He don't be tipping no pals around here.
This motherfucker
said his name. Now, if I was a job interview and read his fucking resume, and that shit said AJ Jenkins, I'm gonna assume a black man is walking in this
door. No, I did when I saw the email, and then I opened the email.
Well, he made a joke out of it when he got here too.
I thought I was the first like white guest on here, and I was like, this is gonna be crazy because I didn't know what I was walking into. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Well, welcome, AJ Jenkins.
So
welcome to the family, bro. Uh-huh. Welcome to the family. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You can follow me everywhere at Sia Moon, SIAAMUN,
and press that button so y'all can come to the
press play tomorrow.
Mr. Carter,
y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Queen. Y'all already know. Y'all can follow me at Queen Wink on Instagram, Snapchat, Queen Live on Twitter. And for some good motherfucking hair, go to winklux.com. Mm.
You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also hit us up at BHL Online, BHL The Beat across all social media. And if you have a song or video you want to play it, shoot us an email at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com and we will play it. Again, that's BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace, Ashtray and Bay.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagrammy, at KingXOBay.
Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.